Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 278. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We usually talk about a bunch of apps. We usually have a bunch of guys on the show talking about a bunch of apps. Every once in a while, we have a developer on the show, and we just talk about war apps and the apps he's developed. Anyway, that's the case with this show. We love to bring people back on the show that we love, and we absolutely love Greg Eisenberg from 5by. He's here with us today again. We're super happy to have him on. He's got some new stuff to talk about, and we can't wait to hear what he's got going on. So how you doing, Greg?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me back on the show, guys.
No problem. How come just pretty good?
A lot on my mind, you know, a lot of downloads coming in, a lot of features we want to add, a lot of customer support we're responding to, so.
I hear you. Cool, man. Well, let me introduce the other guys and we'll get into the meat of the show. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. It's another week down, another week coming. Got a whole lot of apps. And I will say I don't think I've ever slowed down on my 5by usage. So I definitely like the fact that we have some more updates and news about it.
Cool. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com, the best redirect on the internet still, right?
It is. It's one of the best. It's up there. It's probably the best.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, you know what I just realized? Ever since I stopped using my S3, I don't have to turn it in airplane mode during the show. It was just totally an FCC leakage of some sort of frequency stuff the whole time.
That's it. That is interesting. That's cool, though. It frees you up to do more activities during the show.
Yeah, I can like Facebook and everything while I'm doing the show.
Like Door.
I don't know what you're talking about.
True.
So, Greg, tell us what's new in 5by land and what's going on.
So, we launched a new version of V2 2 weeks ago, and it's a really big update for us. The story about how it came about was basically... people came to 5by because we have 100 different channels. You press a button, you get the best videos on the internet from whatever it is you're interested in. Entrepreneurship, funny, news. It's curated so you know it's always high quality. And the Android community liked it especially because we were one of the first to do Chromecast integrations. So you can just, you know, put it up on the screen, just sort of veg out and watch great videos. But what we noticed was people were sharing a lot of the videos via SMS of all places, more than Facebook, more than Twitter, more than email, which was a huge surprise for us, actually. It was actually, I think, an intern's idea to put it in last minute. So it wasn't a grand scheme of things.
Now a full-time employee, I assume.
Yeah, exactly. He's almost, you know, I had to fight him for the CEO position, maybe. Basically what happened was people would find a video and they'd think of, I don't know, their mom, and they'd send the video to their mom, and then they would have these conversations around the piece of content. And then we said, you know what, that's really interesting. How can we make it easier for people to not only watch the videos, but actually send it to their friends? And we looked at other platforms like YouTube and Vimeo and noticed that the way people share videos today is either through grabbing a link or, you know, on sending it via email or posting on their Facebook, but not everyone, you know, wants to post videos publicly on their Facebook. There's some videos, maybe, you know, you found this really funny video and you want to share it to a couple college buddies and you just want to do it in a safe, private environment. And that's what the new version of 5by is. Basically, we still have that great, great curated experience. We've also added the ability to search, so you can search YouTube, Vimeo videos directly from the app. And you can also send it to your friends, and you can send it to up to 12 friends. And once you send it to 12 friends, it basically creates this like private room, almost like a Google Hangout around a video. So you can comment on it and just have this cool conversation around the content.
It's all going live, like the comments are live, like almost like a chat.
Exactly, real time chat around video.
Yeah, that's what I like. There's basically layers of social networking you can do. You can do your 5by social network. You can extend it out to your Twitter or your Facebook or your Google+, or you can take it to your own quote-unquote private social network via a link. That, to me, is one of the best things about the app. But even better how seamless, quick, and easy it is to do that share. A lot of apps, it's literally two or three clicks, and in 5 bytes, just right there. Click, bang, I go.
Yeah, exactly. And I, like, the way I think about the world these days is, like, you know, I know for me, like, I have this, like, curated version of myself on Facebook. I have this curated version of myself on Twitter. You know, maybe this, like, startup entrepreneur guy, you know, doing all these things. But sometimes I just want to, like, share some cool stuff with my friends, and my Facebook friends are not interested in, and maybe it'll, like, you know, maybe it'll make my boss look, you know, my boss think worse of me, for example. And I don't want to throw it up there. So that's why, like, you know, that was the big learning we had, was people just want the safe environment when they want to do it really easily.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's, go ahead, Er.
No, I was just saying that's cool because I'm kind of that way. Being an elected official, I don't want to share certain videos to the whole world that I might find entertaining that a lot of people may not. That's a, thank you for that. I didn't even realize that was there yet.
So it you have to be basically signed up with 5by, and it's a 5by community that of the these. Okay.
Exactly. So if you find a video you like, there's a big button underneath and it says send this video. You press send this video. And you have two options. If you have 5by friends, you can go ahead and tick it off who you want to send it to, similar to, like, maybe how Snapchat works, where you take a photo, you can just tick off who you want to send it to. But if you don't have 5by friends, and a lot of people won't, you can actually just underneath, you could SMS or email the video to your friends. And then, you know, it goes to a mobile web page where they can enjoy the content.
But they can't be like part of the. They can't be part of the chat if you SMS them, basically.
Exactly, and like the hook, our hook is, you know, getting people to sort of download the app, so the experience is just a lot better. You know, you get a push notification that says, like, you know, Door sent you this video. You can open it up, and then you could keep track of the conversation via push.
Does the message say, you know, Door sent you this video from 5by? If you want to join the chat, you should download the app, kind of thing.
Yeah, so it'll just say, Door sent you this video, you open up on mobile web, and it's like, hey, you know, if you want to enjoy, like, here, watch the video, but if you want to partake in the chat, download the app.
Gotcha. That's cool, man. It's really smart.
And we built, you know, from the Android side of things, like, you know, we're pretty much an Android-first shop, and our Android product is, you know, more robust than our iOS product, in my opinion. Or in really everyone's opinion. And we've just gotten crazy, crazy adoption from the Android community. We're still featured on the homepage in a lot of different countries, I think 15 countries. We're generating thousands of downloads a day. And, you know, it's been fun.
Dude, very congratulations.
Cool. Yeah, and
how many downloads do you have so far? Sorry, Dor. That would be my last question. I'll let you guys talk.
We're in that, you know, we just graduated to the 100 to 500K range 2 weeks ago.
Cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Awesome. Go ahead, boys.
Very cool. I was going to say, when I used, because I literally have been using this app now, I want to say for almost 3 months, maybe a little bit more, and I never thought the UI needed a redesign. To be honest, I thought the redesign was fine. Then I loaded the app and I didn't realize, oh, this thing went through a complete redesign. I honestly like the portrait view of the videos. It's more of a YouTube-esque where I can read the stuff below the video. Who is the video by? What is the category of the video? What's the description of the video? Gives me nice information about it. And then if I want to turn it into landscape, it goes full screen. I really also thoroughly enjoy the search feature, because quite literally once in a while I watch a video and then 2 days later I'll remember, yeah, I want to show that video to my wife now. So now it's much easier for me to go back and re-find that video.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of users are also enjoying that search. And the other cool thing is it's not just YouTube search, it's Vimeo search, it's some of our partners like Vice. And next month we're actually unleashing a whole another set of partners. So it's just like, it's all there for you. You know, you don't have to jump back between video apps. This is sort of like your home for one video app, which is pretty cool.
Right. And to be honest, I don't want to be an expert on, well, if I want these kind of videos, I should go to this service and look at this guy's videos or anything like that. I like the fact that I don't have to know anything. All I got to do is launch the app, pick a category, and away I go. And I will not lie, I love the fact that I can put on your science videos or your tech savvy videos, and my kids will literally sit there, watch the videos, learn stuff from the videos, and laugh at the videos. Then, of course, when they go to bed, I turn on the fail video or the facepalm video, and I laugh myself.
Or the babes channel, whatever.
I never was going to say that one.
Damn, I got to download this app again. You know, I got a new phone. I didn't put it on there yet, but you just sold me. For the Dolphin browser, it was the size of the loading bar that sold me. For 5 bytes, the babes, they're just going to sell me.
There you go. We got something for everyone.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
Sorry, dude.
Well, that's all right. I'll just ask you real quick. Are there any upcoming categories that you can discuss? Because I will say, from your changeover, I want to say there's literally almost twice as many, it seems like, categories as before, and I really do like that. But are there any more coming on the horizon that you can discuss?
You know, one of the things, you know, we're every week we have a meeting where we just discuss, like, what kind of categories do we want to do? And we actually add, you know, one or two channels every week. You know, what I would ask, you know, I'd ask you guys, what are some channels that you guys would like to see? People listening, if there's anything, you know, you guys want to see that isn't there. Some of our most popular categories are, you know, funny, obviously. Motivation has been one that's recently been really funny. So people watching motivational videos. TED Talks, tech, startup, entrepreneurship.
Pro audio is my choice.
Pro audio. I mean, you know, maybe even having, you know, an Android channel, you know, for, you know, I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to, like, target, you know, different communities and allow them to have, you know, sort of a channel. So we are looking at that as well.
Well, I'll say three: 80s, 3D printing type, and hacking. Just general hacking, because there's, you know,
EDM. I say EDM.
Eric, what about you?
I would say Android App Addicts channel would be great. Okay, so while we're on channels, I want to ask you, okay, so the new interface is great, but there's a channel that I keep watching every day, and I love it, and I don't know what the name of it is. I don't know if everybody's interface is the same or if it mixes with what you're into, but I've got an eyeball at the bottom left of my screen when I first turn on 5x. I hit that channel, and I don't do anything else. I don't have to search any farther. What is that channel? It has no label below it.
It is called Eye Opening.
Oh, Eye Opening?
Okay.
Eye Opening. Yeah.
I like that channel.
It opens your eyes.
Yeah, well, good. I need that.
I believe that's it's a Staff Picks channel.
Okay. Yeah. I would assume that other than YouTube and Netflix, the amount of people who install 5x and keep it on their devices, it's got to be just astronomically high. And I personally go through a lot of apps and quite a few video apps where they don't hang on my phone very long, but I have never been able to find myself to go without 5x since I first installed it. And it's one of the first things that goes back on when I do, you know, root a ROM or get a new phone or something. Do you have retention rate data that you guys monitor at all?
Yeah, so, you know, retention is huge. Like, we're having, I think it's a 40%, 45% of people keep the app. 40%, actually, no, it's 40% after 30 days keep the app, 45% after seven days. Wow. So it's super, super high. And one of the most interesting stats, I think, is, like, not only are people keeping it, they're staying on the app super long. So it's almost 10% of people spend an average of 55 minutes on the app. Session
a day.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's easy to do. It's easy. I would say if anybody has not tried 5x, install it, and I can almost guarantee you will not be disappointed with this video app.
Well, no, here's the best thing: if you are disappointed, swipe to the left, then you're not going to be disappointed. That's the best thing about the app.
It is. Yeah, that's
great. The way we think about, like, video is, like, I mean, I don't know me, you know, especially at the end of the day, like, I don't really want to hunt for entertainment. I just want to, like, kind of veg out, relax, and just have stuff come to me. I work hard enough during the day, or sometimes I just want to, like, zone out. And that's why I like Flybuy. Just like at the end, for my use case is really just like at the end of the day, or when I'm waiting for coffee and I have 5 minutes kill or 10 minutes kill, or I'm at the doctor's office, I have these gap times. Just load it up, I get entertained, and I don't have to think about it. And you know, that's for me the best part.
Yeah, you asked channels earlier. I think an automotive channel, automotive tech channel, where you would maybe not so much just cars, because I think there is a cars and something else channel that I remember, but like, you know, where people really get into mounting a Nexus 7 in their dashboard and hooking all that. You know, I think there's some people out there making that kind of content that it's just going to grow as Android Drive comes along, and people spend more time and, you know, with their tech everywhere they go.
So you basically built this app to scratch your own itch, and it just, like, fortunately for you, a lot of other people had the same itch.
Absolutely. Like, you know, and you looked at the channels, like the channels we created were the channels that we had wanted. Like, our team is pretty much anywhere between 25 and 35. The reason why we don't have an 80s, you know, channel is, you know, we were born in the 80s, pretty much. And we have it, but we do have a 90s music channel, you know. So
I saw that.
as our audience has been growing, you know, we've just been getting a tremendous amount of like, hey, put this, put that, and it's actually forced us to expand our initial channels and sort of go beyond it. So that's been pretty interesting.
Yeah, unlike you in the fact that I don't want to work for entertainment. I don't watch TV. I don't like TV. I don't like virtually anything that's on television, but I like being able to sit in front of my TV, turn on my Chromecast, hit minimal amounts of buttons, and literally for an hour plus be truly entertained. And I will just say, my wife always said I was extremely immature. I guess you're just verifying it.
Have you had any content producers reach out to you and say that they may have gotten discovered by their placement on one of your channels yet? Because I know that there's definitely some that I had not heard of, which I'm huge fans of, just for, if not but for, finding them on Flybuy.
So the really, really cool thing is now that we're doing like hundreds of thousands of video plays every day, we literally make videos go viral on a weekly basis.
Awesome.
So, like, now that we have this sort of fire hose, you know, if we put something in Daily Five, which is one of our most popular channels, which basically is the five, you know, best videos of the day, or we put something in trending, or we put it in funny, some of our most popular categories, well, you know, all of a sudden that creator is just going to get a 100,000 or boost of views. So we've had a ton of people just reach out to us, and number one, just say like, thank you.
Cool.
You know, which has been really, really cool. And we've also had a lot of brands who reach out to us. So, you know, we've had a few partnerships with brands like Vice Media, who has really great video content in the documentaries mostly section and news section. And we're going to be working a lot more with, you know, amateur video creators like YouTube celebs and also some big brands.
Oh, it's really cool.
Yeah,
you guys have power now. I mean, those numbers that's power.
Slow, yeah. It's like startup. You know, consumer startups is it's a interesting thing. It's like nothing. You know, people read the news and they're just like, oh, this product was a success overnight. But it's really never a success overnight. It's really just like a slow, like week over week growth. Speaking to your users, getting feedback. Iterating, and then you just wake up one day and you're just like, holy shit! Like,
that's really cool. It must be a good feeling.
It is a good feeling, but now it's like, you know, we have a bigger user base. We have to, you know, we can't screw it up, you know. And that's my biggest fear is just we want to continue to be connected to our users, continue to ask them how we could be doing a better job, and continue iterating.
No shark jumping for Flybuy.
Exactly. Yeah,
you sound like you're on top of it. I don't think your guys are going to do anything that wrong. And plus, you have so much momentum. You'll be fine. I have to ask this, just because I'm interested and I have an entrepreneurial spirit, and I don't like to use the word, how are you monetizing? Everybody probably asks you that. So I'm going to say, how do you make money?
right,
with your app. Is it are you partners with like ad revenue from Google Ads or? And
so the way we're going to make money is, you know, Vice is a great example. Like Vice does a lot of content with brands like Intel and GE, and they, you know, they potentially want to get, you know, additional eyeballs in that content. So if you're swiping through the documentaries channel, you know, one day that documentary may be a Vice documentary, which, by the way, is super value add to our users. Like, we would never work with a content creator who, like, just wasn't, like, you didn't watch it and you weren't like, that, wow, that was, like, awesome. And right, we would just charge for it. You know, that's one way. And the other way is, you know, potentially just, you know, getting more brands involved, sponsorships, that stuff. But the number one way will be, you know, people swiping through videos, and maybe one in every 10 will be monetized. And Fiverr is a part of StumbleUpon, which is the fifth largest, you know, social media site by referring traffic. And they monetize the exact same way. One in every 10 stumbles around is this promoted stumble where it's value-add content, and we're just going to leverage a lot of their experience and bring it to us.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Which is cool. Yeah. Were you pretty afraid when you did your new redesign that people would, you know, feel cheated or talk badly about it because it's different? We're going to be resistant to change or anything like that? And how
AKA the Facebook effect.
Yeah,
Whenever you do a massive redesign, you're going to have haters. You're just like, that's the reality situation. The question is, how do you mitigate for the haters as much as possible? And for us, it was literally like going to our top 150 users and like 3 months before we launched and saying, okay, here's the deal. This is what our users want. These are some of the ideas we have. Getting them involved in the process and getting them bought in over a certain amount of time. You know, sending them T-shirts, you know, just getting them just bought in. And it's tough. And, you know, the majority of them bought in. But, you know, you always have a few of these guys, these people who are just, you know, who want the product the way they want it. And, you know, but we have to do what's best for 90% of our users, 95% of our users, not 5%.
Totally.
The not forcing to landscape mode is huge to me. I thought that was a little, you know, forceful before, and I like it this way. What inspired you guys to change your logo?
So, good question. So, you know, our old logo is this bow tie, and it was this whole idea that we're a video concierge, basically serving you videos. When we realized that a big part of what we want to be is that, you know, not just a discovery, but sharing platform around videos. We looked at some of the biggest, like, brands in social, and you know, one thing stuck out. There was always this emblem. There was always this, like, fuzzy, friendly, interesting, attainable logo. And we said, you know what? You know, we're already making bold moves by redesigning the app. Let's just make it a bit more bold and change the logo while we're at it. Most of our users are sort of younger users, 18 to 25 is our core demographic of users. Although we have people from all ages, you know, so we basically changed it to a pink penguin because it was fun and fuzzy and cool, and people seem to dig it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That was a good question, Eric. Cool. Do you guys have anything else you want to ask Greg?
What's next?
So what's next is, you know, we're going to continue to do a better job in terms of recommending the best stuff. We're going to continue to add more and more interesting channels. If you do have a channel suggestion, email me, Greg, at 5by5by.com, and I'd love to hear from you. And we're going to continue make it more and more easy for you to basically share that content to your friends, and also do a better job on our Chromecast and Android TV experience coming soon, which is going to be cool.
Cool. One other thing, as you've grown now, have you added more video, I guess, concierge or video?
Yeah.
Their job title?
Curator. Curators.
Curators.
They're like museum curators, but they're video curators. we've slowly added a few more, so the team has grown. And we've had to add different types of people. Like we had to add, you know, for example, a woman curator who curates, you know, some
women's fashion,
makeup, stuff like that. We hired a college kid who could, you know, speak to that audience. So I think that the types of content that, you know, curators are going to add are going to be a lot, you know, they're going to be a different demographic than we are, the 25 to 35 year old males. And they're going to also be in different languages. We're looking at a few other countries. Like we're one of our biggest markets is in Brazil. We've got thousands plus downloads a day in Brazil. So how do we curate Portuguese content, for example?
Huh. Wow. Interesting.
With the Portuguese people. That's what I picture, I don't want to say a cubicle farm, but grids of people where, okay, it's quitting time and they all stand up and they all start walking out and they're all different heights, different widths, different colors, different cultures, different ethics, different beliefs, different likes. And they all add something to the secret sauce.
Absolutely. That's the plan. That's the vision.
That is an interesting vision. Greg, thanks a lot for coming on the show, man. It was really cool talking about Fiveby, and sounds exciting what you got going on.
Cool, yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys. You guys can reach, you know, audience can reach me, like I said, greg@fiveby.com, or on Twitter at greg isenberg. Download Fiveby, number 5BY, and let me know what you think.
Definitely do it, guys. And your email is awesome. It's the simplest email I ever heard.
Yeah.
greg@fiveby.com. Hey, by the way, we're giving away, before you guys tune out of the show or skip to the next podcast, we're giving away a Sony smartwatch. And to do that, to win that, I'm telling you right now, guys, your odds are very, very good. Right now, you have about 35-1 odd of winning this. What you need to do if you want to be entered into the contest to win the smartwatch is, of course, you got to join the AAA club, podnuts.com/AAA club. That's just name and email address. The second thing is, and this doesn't even have to apply to the watch, we're doing another t-shirt campaign. We launched it last week. This is the first time on the show I got a chance to talk about it, because it was, I think I launched it on Friday and we do our shows on Thursday. Anyway, we have a t-shirt campaign at teespring.com. If you go to teespring.com/AAA t-shirt, if you join the AA club and you buy a t-shirt, you're entered into contest. So one of those people who do those two things are entered in to win the watch. We're going to give it away when the campaign for the t-shirts end. The campaign for the t-shirts ends in about 22 days, I think. Now, here's the thing about the t-shirts. We're not making any profit from them, which means they're selling super cheap. They're actually not the lowest grade t-shirts. They're like medium grade, which is like they call it premium. And they're only $8.88 or something like that, like $8.
They're steel. Put it that way. They are steel.
They're so cheap. I know. And that's when I saw that price, that's what I wanted to, like, that's what I wanted them to be. So that's why we have to sell 100 of them to get that price. That's why we want people buying the t-shirts. So I know I threw a lot of stuff at you real quick. But anyway, the link for all this will be all over the place. We'll keep talking about it. But that's what you want to do. 20 days from now, win a Sony smartwatch, get a t-shirt, join the AA club, and just do all that cool stuff.
Can I add a little bit more to that? Okay, so you get your choice of colors.
Good call.
And we've had, how long have we had our first round for? Almost a year now?
Yeah, it's been about a year since we did it.
These shirts hold up really well. Honestly, it doesn't fade or nothing. They're really good shirts. Okay, so for the prices, white. The regular ones that we got last night, at last round, was the premium ring spun tee. Those are $8, or $8.81. We've also this time have a Hanes woman fitted tee for the ladies, you know, because they wear them a little tighter. It's a whole different shirt than what a guy should be wearing. So those are $9.65. Those come in two colors. The regular t-shirt comes in five colors. And then we've also got the heavy blend hoodies for $21.09 for a hoodie. That's pretty good.
And they're quality hoodies, man. They're good. I was really impressed with the t-shirts we got last time. This is even a step up. So they're really cheap, really cheap. So that's the way we wanted to keep them. Dor, did you want to say anything before we end off?
Get a shirt, people. I mean, come on. There's no better way to show support than to show up to casual Friday at work, open the door, and point down at your chest and say, right there. You know, app acts. I'm an Android app addict. And then, you know, go to your desk and try not to spill stuff on it during lunch.
And film yourself doing that so we could get it up on Fiverr, because I want to see you do that. Mm-hmm. Walk into your place of work and point to your chest.
Dor, I can make you a star. We can make you a star, man.
Yeah, Dor, got to do that.
Or if you do a video of you quitting your job, make sure you're wearing our shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting. I thought it would happen on the last round of t-shirts. I still haven't just seen one out in the wild when I was like walking downtown Chicago or something. And if I see you in the wild with an Android App Addict shirt, I'm going to give you a hug. So just be ready.
Be ready. It's just Eric. If you feel like a man hugging you, it's just Eric. So just relax. All right. Well, that's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.